Your attention, please. Alternative 103.7 KNRQ presents the KNRQ Morning Show.
If everyone could please take their seats, we are about to begin.
This is not a drill!
It doesn't get better than this.
And now,
it's the KNRQ Morning Show.
Here we go.
Now.
Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. I am Emma here, back on the KNRQ Morning Show with my long-awaited special guest from the Girl Scouts. I've got Lynn, Allie, Emily, and Kalani in studio now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in very much. How long have you guys all been involved with the Girl Scouts over here, Kalani?
11 years.
11?
This is my 7th year.
This is my 15th year combined with being a girl and working for Girl Scouts.
Cool.
I'd say this is year 3 with raising my daughter in Girl Scouts and joining.
You just want to stick around, huh?
Yes.
I was talking to somebody in your head office, Maureen, and she was telling me about all the extra stuff you do besides the cookie situation. Like, I mean, people think Girl Scouts and they think of like a conveyor belt of cookies and little Girl Scout elves just working away, you know, and trying to hustle on the street with the cookies. But what else goes into being a Girl Scout?
Yeah, definitely. So we have our outdoor programs that are really big. That's what I oversee. We have 3 overnight camps that I know that Emily has been to them and probably love to talk about those. We also have our STEM programming with science, technology, engineering, and math, which is a huge focus. And then our entrepreneurship, which is part of our cookie program, and then life skills. So all of those amongst art programs and other programs, we have lots for Girl Scouts to do.
Yeah, that's so surprising. I had no idea. Math and engineering in Girl Scouts.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of new STEM badges that have just been released. So that's for ages kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. So our Girl Scouts go all the way through high school. We have some of our older Girl Scouts sitting here with us now. And we're really just trying to help girls get an edge up in industries that girls aren't represented in the way we want them to be.
That's amazing. I was going to ask if there was a cutoff, but I'm really glad I got some more mature Girl Scouts in here to tell everyone they can still be a part of this. Emily, tell me about this outdoor activity situation.
Yeah, so it's a really, really great opportunity. You go for a week during the summer and you get to do things like canoeing and outdoor skills. And sometimes you get to help in the kitchen if you're an older girl. And it's just so much fun. And you get to meet so many new friends that sometimes you don't always get to interact with.
Very cool. Very cool. What's your favorite part, Kalani?
I don't do the outdoor programs, but my favorite is actually doing community service.
I love community service.
I actually have the highest Girl Scout award, the Gold Award, which is entirely community service focused.
Really? Well, kudos for you. And do you guys actually go out and sell the cookies, or you leave that to the little ones?
That is all for girls to sell, yeah.
Only girls, only registered Girl Scouts get to sell cookies.
Do we have a list of their locations where they're going to be?
No, we don't. The cookie booth starts selling on February 14th.
Okay.
And runs through March 8th. But we do have our cookie finder, and you can go onto that site and you punch in your zip code and it'll tell you where the closest cookie booth is.
The cookie finder.
Yes.
See, everybody, that's what you guys need to know out there, because people keep asking you. So you talked about the Girl Scouts, where are the cookies? I'm like, okay, easy there, Cookie Monster. I'll figure it out. I got to ask them the questions. So starting February 14th, you'll have the cookie finder. Where do they find the cookie finder?
The cookie finder is an app that can be downloaded from the iPhone store, or it's also on for Androids.
Okay.
Or they could go to the GSUSA site online and just type in their zip code and it'll give it to them right there.
Perfect.
That.
Did you know that we have a new cookie this year?
Yes.
Is it the lemon one with the phrases on top?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
A little. Yeah, I did. I did. I like tag-alongs a lot. My boss tried to, he's a cookie pusher. He's like, he loves them. He was all about them. He was scarfing them down. And he started reading all of them. Which one do you want? Do you want go-getter? Do you want strong? I was like, you know what? That's a really good idea, to put encouraging phrases on the cookies, too. That's a good idea. Do you like them?
I do.
Yeah.
I really like them.
What's your
them.
Favorite, actually, everybody? What's your favorite? I'll go down the line, Kalani.
My favorite this year is the s'mores cookies.
Oh, yeah, I heard about it. Are those new, too?
A couple years ago.
Okay. And you?
My favorite is the Thin Mint, super classic.
That is a popular one.
Samoa's for me, another classic.
Another popular one,
yes.
Yeah.
I have to agree with Emily. The Thin Mints, it's also one of our vegan cookies. So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I did not know
and
that.
And then we have our gluten-free
Toffee-tastic.
Toffee-tastics.
Yeah.
How many different cookies are there?
There are 8 total.
Really? Mm-hmm. Huh, that's more than I thought. I love the tagalongs. And I like the regular, what are they, trefoils or whatever? Mm-hmm.
The shortbread cookies. Our
traditional original Girl Scout cookie. Yeah.
Those are
over
just...
100 years that Girl Scouts have been selling.
Yeah, I like that. Nice, simple. Does the job. I like it. Okay, well, thanks for coming in, you guys. Well, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. I'll try to continue to spread the word about the Cookie Finder and make sure we can find you out there and support you guys, because it sounds like you guys are doing a lot of good stuff. And have a good time with it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, everybody. News and sports coming up next on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.